Well, a hail and hearty good morning to everybody. Happy Monday. I hope this finds everybody doing great. I'm going to tell you what. Here's what we're looking at this week. Nope, not going to give you a single piece of scheduling. I'll tell you why, because every single time I seem to make a schedule, I end up getting inundated by some kind of information that ends up... Because I'll tell you what, we're just going to do the absolute best we can. And we're going to see how it all plays out, right? I think so. Because, you know, it's always a matter of schedule, reschedule, adjust to the ebb and flow of the world, you know? There's no clear way of knowing exactly what's going to play out this week. So I'm going to do my very best, just like you. We're going to see how this all goes down. So, let's talk about a couple of things. The usual. Let's start off with our business as per usual, shall we? First off, highs to all our new friends over the last week. Susan T, Something Myra 123, Mimi, Lisa, Mama G, Liberty, Amber, Heather, Debbie, Amber W, Kish, Carolyn, Rachel, Jess, Maggie, Susan, P. Crane, KH, and Kimberly. Welcome to the team. Hope you guys are finding your way around. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask. I love answering questions. That being said, our Patreon questions of the week. If you pose a question in the comments of this post, I will answer them next week with our Monday morning coffee break. But this week they came attached to a couple other things, but I just could not ignore them. So, let's see here. Our first question comes from Mashariki. She says, new friend here, COVID kicked my ass last week, but there was one bright spot. Of course, my screen goes off just as I start reading. TikTok binge brought me to your Patreon and this community. Love everything I've heard so far. Ooh, and are you an MC fan too? Can't wait for the Geek Review discussion. Oh, I have a question for the Geek Chat. She says, what do you think about the Netflix Watchmen series, the 2009 movie, and the comics? Whew, that is a loaded question. Well, I am an MCU fan, but that's Die Hard from back in the day. I mean, that goes way, way back. So, I am definitely an MCU fan, but when it comes to the Watchmen, oh, dear goodness me, let us take a moment and just appreciate what we had there, shall we? So, when it comes to Watchmen, we started out with the comic book series by Alan Moore. Now, Alan Moore, at times, has been a little divisive for people, you know? He's brought up some stuff. He's also, because of his multiple conflicts with comic book industry, done some stuff. If you've seen the Lost Girls comic book series, which you cannot open on bookstore floors because of the X-rated content therein, you would know that he has a tendency to go a little bit punk rock when it comes to the stuff that he produces. Watchmen was one of those perfect storms where you had a comic book writer who was able to kind of call out all of the things that he saw in the world. It was very much a product of the Reagan era, kind of seeing the possibility of a very socially inept and fearful world and what that would look like, especially if there were some superpowers within it. All of the characters were amazing, and the way that they were portrayed was intriguing. The way that it was left off and the question it posed: would we be better off as a civilization if we had one collective fear and one thing to kind of prepare to fight against? It was very intriguing. Now, the movie was gorgeous. Zack Snyder has a way of just making things gorgeous, the way he films them. Of course, his usage of slow-mo sometimes has a tendency to drive people nuts, but I have to say that I think that he was the only one who could have made the Watchmen movie, because it would have turned into something else in the wrong hands, and it was really translated well. Though, I think you probably could have done the giant space monster at the end of the movie. I also think that the movie kind of made far too many people sympathetic to Rorschach, who really was a crazy fascist, racist, xenophobe. I mean, he was not a good guy. And a lot of people kind of made him into a hero in their minds, and he really wasn't. But a lot of that got lost in the process of making it from a comic book into a movie, because there were threads about how awful he was and his upbringing and the things that he dealt with that got kind of pushed to the wayside. And so I, like many other fans, or let's just say positive viewers of the movie and the comic book, just expected that to be the end of it. So when they announced that they were doing a limited series, I was skeptical. I think, you know, you kind of like exist with something so long that it just doesn't seem like you can really take it anywhere else. You know? There's never going to be a sequel to The Princess Bride. You can't do that kind of thing. But when they said they were doing a Watchmen series, I was curious. And they said they were going to be HBO or, depending on your region, Netflix. And I was also kind of like, okay, maybe a little bit more freedom. And then Damon Lindelof was attached to it, and I again went, okay, this could be interesting. And then you see the cast. Okay, first of all, how is Regina King not in everything? Jeremy Irons was an inspired choice. Jean Smart was amazing. Yahya Abdul-Mateen was, oh man, so good. You know, and it would just, the way it tackled the subject matter, the way it added layers, the way that it made people aware of things they didn't know about beforehand. I got to the end of the series, and I think I smiled with a smirk, because I knew both that I had seen amazing television that just happened to be comic book television. That ended in a way that I knew was 100% perfect and going to piss off a fair portion of the fan base. So I would recommend it to anyone who hasn't seen it. I loved it. It was perfect by itself. I don't think that they need to do a season two. It was just, it was one of those standalone things that did exactly what it needed to do and did it so damn well that I could not expect it to go anywhere else. So that was my joy, watching that show and being pleasantly surprised by it. So yeah. For our newcomers, get used to the fact that I am a big lover of things. I love to love things. I love to find the positives in things, especially when it comes to fiction and storytelling, because I feel like escapism is very important, and we sometimes get too bogged down and serious when it comes to the things that are supposed to just make us have fun. But I digress. The other question I had for this week, an equally difficult question to answer, was from Cammy, and Cammy writes, "Would you rather have a lightsaber or a wand?" Holy crap. Now, Cammy, if it's a situation where the powers come with the piece of memorabilia, then I would much rather have a lightsaber. I feel like I would very much be like the character that I'm developing for TikTok, which is just kind of like this yellow bladed lightsaber wielding wanderer who helps the helpless and tries to maintain balance in the universe. Say what you will about J.K. Rowling and her turfitude. I still don't understand how you can be a turf in this day and age and have written a book in which you created a potion that allows people to switch genders at the drop of a hat. But I digress. I feel too often that I am frustrated and annoyed by the wizarding world, especially when it comes to the politics of it and how easily mired in stupidity they can become. And, you know, I am a huge fan. A huge fan. This is going to be sacrilege to some people, but I am a huge fan of the world that she was developing for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Like, that was like the 1920s. Like, the aesthetic and the music and everything about it were just glorious and gorgeous. But having seen and read the Harry Potter books, having seen the movies, read the books, and then watching the Fantastic Beasts movies, I can thoroughly say that I would feel like banging my head against the wall when it came to their politics, because, oh my God, like, they keep making the same mistakes. They keep finding the Nazis in the wizarding world, and somehow these, like, magic, like, purists keep finding footing and just developing fan bases, and it drives me absolutely nuts. I would be like, you know what? I would Avada Kedavra every friggin' Death Eater on the planet. I would be like, yeah, you know what? Tom Riddle can suck it. I'm gonna go find him. I'm gonna kick his ass, because the world of Star Wars does not annoy me as much, because I can see Star Wars happening. It was hundreds of years in the making. The Galactic Empire was a lot of strategic movement, and if you read into the more in-depth lore, you know that, like, Palpatine put a dark temple underneath the Jedi Temple in order to block the Jedi from understanding what was going on to them, and created this extremely multifaceted war in order to, like, throw them off their game, you know, and made them obsessed with their wartime powers, and to the point where they lost track of trying to see the here and now. And I get it. That I understand. Like, that, you know, some people would say we're getting perilously close to that now. As George Lucas himself would say, we've been like that ever since Vietnam and Korea. You know, we've been dangling dangerously close towards the Empire in the United States, but I digress. So yeah, I would definitely go lightsaber over wand, take the Jedi powers as opposed to the wizarding powers, because the wand and all of the frustration of that world would drive me nuts. I am a little disappointed, Cammy, though, that you didn't say sonic screwdriver in there, too, because I would definitely take the sonic screwdriver over the other two. But that's for another day. So I've got a bunch of stuff that I'm going to be dropping today, and a couple of things sprinkled out through over the course of the week. I am starting the commission work. A few people should be getting those this week, one or two. Don't worry, if you've asked me about a commission, you are on a list. So, have no fear. I will be getting to all of them. This has been an extremely long-winded version of the Monday Morning Coffee Talk. But you know what? I love talking to you guys. We've got a lot to talk about. We're going to have a lot of fun. Some stuff that's unexpected and kind of was created based on things that I came across in the last few days. But for the most part, a lot of fun. So, have a wonderful start to your week. Enjoy your day, enjoy yourself, and enjoy the world you find yourself in. Take a deep breath. Don't be so hard on yourself. Remember that you are the best version of you. And the only things you ever need do to make you better the things that you think would make you better. And until later, my friends, have fun storming the castle. Talk to you again soon. Bye.